My name's Robbie Borthwick, and I live in Cove, and I'm 19 years old.
My name's Elvis Bogdanov, so I'm 18 years old, and I live in Tory.
First question a lot of our listeners are wanting to know is, what were you guys thinking?
Personally, for me, I don't really find it dangerous. I don't find it to be something stupid that I'm doing. It's more like my brain kind of shuts off to the height around me, and I focus on the climb itself. So it's almost like I become engaged in concentrating on what I'm doing, to the point that I don't even get bothered by the danger around me.
We take serious precautions before we do a climb. We scout out the climb. We check if everything's durable and sustainable for us. And if it isn't, then we just completely leave it. If there's even the slightest risk of us injuring ourselves or perhaps dying, then we completely leave it. Everything has a risk. This has a risk. What we're doing, football, has a risk. I've injured myself playing basketball far more times than I have ever climbing, and I've never injured myself climbing whatsoever. So, I mean, everything has a risk, and you just need to know how to minimize that risk, and that just simply applies to absolutely everything.
So how did you feel when you hung upside down then? Because, I mean, I looked at that part of the video and I thought, this is only going to end one way.
I had no fear. I was almost like, I was completely relaxed. I was comfortable, and I was like, oh, this should be making for a good shot. I do things more to shock my audience, much like, you know, when you go to the circus, you're not going to watch, like, the tightrope walkers, you know, do something dangerous, and you know, you're not really watching them for the sake of, oh my god, I hope he doesn't fall. You're watching it because you enjoy that person take a risk,
and
you enjoy the thrill yourself. Although you don't want to risk your life doing it, you enjoy watching someone else do it, and that's what I like to do. I like to be able to shock the audience.
What do your families think about this? They must feel some sense of fear over your lives.
Yeah, that's right. My mother, she's definitely not happy doing this, but they're definitely understanding. She's accepted the fact that this is my hobby and this is like the sport that I've chosen.
Transport Scotland are looking into it now. They're wanting to know a little bit about what happened on that day. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
We do apologise for it in that place, and we won't be doing
We won't be doing that like ever that. Again. That's in the past and it won't happen again. We didn't have any idea. We are sorry.